The Vatican has been embroiled this past week in some internal differences over the reporting of sexual abuse by priests, and it has now clarified that bishops should send cases to the police for investigation. But several days of confusion followed comments by a French priest and psychotherapist who'd been hired by another Vatican department to write a training manual for bishops, which said that victims and their families should report the abuse. Bill Morris said victims and their families should report the abuse, in other words, not the bishops. Bill Morris is the former Catholic Bishop of Toowoomba. He was sacked by the Vatican, not for any offence, but for suggesting that the church needed to consider the ordination of women and married men. He's also one of the few bishops that has been praised by the Royal Commission for his handling of child abuse cases. Bishop Morris is speaking with Andrew West from the Religion and Ethics Report.
Bishops and priests and religious leaders have a moral obligation to report sexual abuse to civil authorities. And I think that's backed up by Cardinal Sean O'Malley, who's the president of the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors, when he says that suspected abuse needs to be reported to civil authorities who are charged with protecting our society. So we have an obligation there.
Why do you think there's been confusion about the Vatican's position? Because, you know, we did have a so-called draft guideline which said that in some circumstances it's not necessarily the duty of the bishop. The first duty falls with the victim and his or her family to report abuse to police.
I think the individual there, the French priest who produced that paper, as pointed out by the Vatican and others, was speaking, say, from his own perspective. I think because of how he was addressing that, he confused people. But also there, I think the authorities in the Vatican also have to kind of take a bit of responsibility there, because they gave him the authority to talk and they gave him the authority to produce the paper. But by doing that now, thank goodness the Vatican has come out and clarified its position.
I think it's worth reiterating here, when you were the Bishop of Toowoomba, you dealt with some cases of sex abuse. The Royal Commission actually praised your handling of sex abuse cases. It seems that you didn't need a guideline to tell you what to do.
Andrew, when we were hit with this case of sexual abuse within one of our schools, of course, the first focus is always, say, on the side of the victims, not from, say, power, but on the side looking at the victims, their families, the community and so on. And we ask ourselves the question, what was the best way to make sure that the victims and their families and the community were looked after? And we knew that we needed to stand back a little bit and get someone, say, from outside who could monitor the whole process for us to make sure that everybody was looked after. And so we approached Justice Ian Callanan to be that person to monitor the process with us, so that, as we say, moved with the victims and their families, they were dealt with justly, honestly, and with great respect. So we dealt with it, say, on the level of family and victims, rather than, say, from the top down. We dealt with it from the bottom up.
Yes, but I guess the point that I'm making, Bill, is that you actually dismissed a number of diocesan officials who did not report this case to civil authorities. I mean, you were acting out of instinct there. Should this not be the instinct that governs all Catholic bishops when confronted with these cases?
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Andrew. There has to be a change in culture. Like, it has to be, say, something that we take automatically, rather than, say, protecting, say, the church or the hierarchy protecting itself. We need to make sure that whatever decisions we make are made for the protection and for the welfare of the victims and their families in the community. And so what we develop then, hopefully these protocols will protect others, and we've got to keep renewing these protocols to make sure that renewal keeps going.
You referred earlier to the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors and Vulnerable People that was established by Pope Francis in 2014. It does seem that this commission is somewhat isolated within the Vatican. It has funding problems and it can't get its recommendations effectively acknowledged by other powerful aspects in the Vatican.
Yes, my experience in the Vatican in many ways has been, say, the various dicasteries and some of the organisations within the Vatican don't talk to each other. And I think that Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors is having this problem. It's almost like an isolated problem. They're working and they're presenting to the Pope their recommendations. But then to get that across the whole, say, Vatican Empire is very difficult for them.
Former Toowoomba Bishop Bill Morris, one of the few bishops that's been praised by the Royal Commission. He was commenting on the Vatican's rules on reporting sexual abuse to police. And you can hear more of that on the Religion and Ethics Report with Andrew West on RN this afternoon at 5:30.